right, so we're at this stage of hopefully we're rounding up and now going back up again instead of into the crash and burn stage, which really you're pretty much done, right? I mean, that's bankruptcy, a sale, for sale rather, and it's not a spot we want to be. So now stage five is informed optimism again.
Yeah, so what happens is you come around the bottom of this crisis of meaning stage and you hit a new stage, which is called informed, or actually before you hit informed optimism, you hit hopeful realism or hopeful realization. And that's the part, that's kind of like the little engine that could. That's when the train gets to that stage and thinks, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And that's when you start feeling a little bit better as an entrepreneur, but the key is to understand is that you're not quite there yet. So it's good that you're feeling better, it's good that you're not stressed, but it's important to recognize that it's not over yet. Right, you could still come sliding backwards off the curve if you're not careful. You need to know for sure that you're okay. Again, I always use the analogy of going to a marriage counselor and having one session and coming out of that and going, we're perfect now. Well, no, you're not. You need to go to a marriage counselor until you're sick of seeing the marriage counselor. At that point, then you know that your marriage is good because you're now sick of seeing the counselor. The same with your business. You need to land multiple new deals. Need to hire multiple new great employees. You can't just hire one and think everything's changed, or you can't just land one big deal. In fact, I had a franchisee years ago who called me up, had been at crisis of meaning, thinking he was going bankrupt for months, landed a big commercial job, all excited, thought everything was going to be fantastic, and I kept cautioning him. I said, be careful, like you got to go out and keep working and keep doing the marketing, and he was convinced that everything was fine now. Sure enough, 6 weeks later, his client didn't pay. So all of a sudden, here's this guy who ignored everything else, didn't know for sure that he was okay, and crashed off the curve in the opposite direction.
That makes sense. We'll talk about, you know, one of the things I know that when you've presented this before, and it's been incredibly well received by some really high-caliber groups like YPO and EO groups, and, you know, I think you spoke at MIT on this, I can't remember, but spouses and came up and thanked you for it. What's that all about, or how can we relay this information to the people around us that we care about?
Sure. It's actually one of the reasons why I created my DVD on this, was to take all the same information I just gave you. I have not left anything out, but to take all this information and be able to let our employees understand why entrepreneurs ride this up and down roller coaster, and to let our spouse, either our husband or our wife or even our kids, let them understand why we're riding this manic up and down roller coaster. I've seen entrepreneurs give it to their parents so that their 60 and 70-year-old parents who helped fund the enterprise understand that their kid is actually normal in going through this. You know, often an entrepreneur does not have entrepreneurial people around them, and they silently, these other people silently live in fear that we're crazy. They're terrified that, you know, yesterday you thought everything was perfect and today you think we're going bankrupt. Like, what's wrong with you? Well, the reality is nothing's wrong with us. It's just being an entrepreneur. And we're allowed to change our minds and our feelings. It's kind of why we think out loud. So the first time I ever saw a spouse really get this, I was actually speaking at the Berkshire Hathaway event in Omaha, Nebraska. And one of the guys in the audience watching me speak was Tim Ferriss, who wrote the 4-Hour Workweek. And Tim came up to me afterwards, and he's like, dude, that was profound, like really, really profound. It had a really big impact on him. And he asked me to put a copy of some of my content up on his blog. About 2 minutes after he talked to me, this woman walked up, and she was crying. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, nothing. She said, I think you might have just saved my marriage. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, my husband has been an entrepreneur for 10 years. He's a very successful YPO member. But I haven't understood why he goes through this up and down like he does. And now I think I understand. She said, I actually don't think I'll ever be nervous or ever worried again because I understand it's just part of it being an entrepreneur. She said, I always thought he was crazy. I had another entrepreneur come up to me after teaching it at MIT about a year ago, very successful, $30 million business, makes about $5 million in profit, and he came up to me after after my talk, and he said, I think I might have just saved his life. He had felt suicidal for weeks because he was no longer passionate about his business, and he was no longer excited about what he was doing, and he couldn't figure out why. And this gave him the comfort to just say, you know what, it's okay to not be passionate anymore. It's okay to move to the next stage.
And so if we find ourselves at that stage that you know, where you don't have the passion and you've got, you know, that's that either the, I guess, the crisis of meaning stage, and I actually feel like I've been there before. What do you suggest that people are going to ride it out and then they're going to get excited again about the same business, or is it time to make a transition?
Well, I think what the most important part that I learned with it is that you want to make decisions when you're at moments of clarity. And the times that you're most at those moments of clarity are either at informed pessimism or informed optimism. That's when you should be and can be making, you know, business or life-changing decisions that involve clarity. If you're at periods of mania, you know, the uninformed optimism, or if you're at periods of high, extraordinary stress or depression, like the crisis of meaning, you don't want to be making big decisions at that point. So once you come out of that period of stress and depression, and you come over to the period of informed optimism, then at that point you're able to make a decision as to what to do with your business going forward.
All right, perfect. And then is there a way, Cameron, to move either quickly from stage to stage, or is there a way to prolong a stage that you want to be in?
Wow, good question. Is there a way to prolong a stage? I don't know. I do know that there's certainly a way to slowly flatten your curves out a little bit.
Okay, so less high, less low.
Yeah, to go less high and less low, and that's really when you start becoming more cognizant of the feelings that you're having. You know, if you feel like you're wound up, then you start getting more exercise and de-stressing. I actually wrote a note to Brian, the founder of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, about an hour ago, and I was laughing about in the early days how he and I would both get so manic, and we would literally grab the other person and say, hey, let's go for a walk. And all we would do is take the other person and go for a walk around the building once, just to allow us to catch our breath, slow it down, start to think calmly again. Often you try to support people when they're stressed, but the opportunity is to also support people when they're, you know, in that period of uninformed optimism as well, because it can be just as dangerous then as it can be at the stressful periods.
Perfect. All right. Well, I think we covered a whole lot here. What else do we need to hit on that we missed?
I guess it's first, you know, it's normal. I guess to recap, it's normal to go through these transitions. We're not crazy. It's normal to feel the stress. It's normal to feel the mania. It's important to recognize that you are feeling what you're feeling and to communicate those feelings to people. It's important to let them sink into yourself so that you know what to be doing and what not to be doing at each of the stages. It's important to know that if you feel like you're getting more and more stressed, that's the time to really start communicating it quickly to people, to start building out your support group. You will get through it. You're not alone, and so many other people have gone through this stuff. I think that's what a true mentor is someone who's been there before. You know, a coach is someone who's going to ask you lots of questions, and a consultant is someone who's going to do the work for you. But a mentor is someone who's been there and done that, and they've already gone through what you're going to go through. So it's turning to those people and soliciting their thoughts and their feedback and knowing that you're going to get through it as well.
The first stage, the uninformed optimism, is obviously pretty alluring. And I guess is that why so many entrepreneurs like that startup feeling, and maybe that's why they bounce from project to project?
Yeah, it's one of the reasons we bounce from project to project is because we like that adrenaline rush. It's also one of the reasons why so few people can be entrepreneurs. If you think of one of the greatest fears is to stand up in front of a group, entrepreneurs need to do that all the time. So few people like to sell. Entrepreneurs love to sell, most of us. And the reality is if we can learn to leverage those periods of uninformed optimism, that's when people get excited and will do anything we ask them to do or do anything we're suggesting. You think about anybody who started any of the internet companies so many years back, it was all of that enthusiasm and excitement that got people to follow. There was a really funny interview that Bill Gross, who started Idealab, did with Fortune magazine, And the Fortune magazine editor said, I believed him because I was dazzled by him, and he had this infectious, boyish enthusiasm that was charming and irresistible. He spoke so rapidly, jumping from topic to topic like he was hyperlinking his conversations. It was just so hard to keep up with him, but he had so much energy and seemed like he was on the verge of jumping out of his skin that I had to believe him. Well, that's someone who's in a manic stage. And here's a Fortune magazine editor apologizing for buying into these ideas that Bill Gross had been communicating. That's something that's really attractive to us.
All right, perfect. Well, I think that's pretty darn good. And I'm glad you were able to take the time out today to do this, because it's especially important for entrepreneurs at any stage to realize where they are and the fact that all this is normal and can really help us from almost making sure that we don't become our own personal train wreck because we don't realize what's going on. The one thing that I did want to share with people, and like I mentioned at the beginning of the call, you've been a business coach of mine for a while now. I loved it. I don't know if you have any spots open or not, but one thing that you have done, and you haven't done a very good job of getting it out there, but you have these resources available for entrepreneurs, especially with fast growth companies, these DVDs. Where can people find those?
Sure. If they go to my website, which is backpocketcoo.com, I've created a series of four DVDs. One is on the emotional roller coaster that we just talked about. The second is on the easy steps to generate free press or free media. Over the last 20 years, I've helped generate just over 5,000 stories for companies, and it's all of the systems on how to generate free press for your company. So that's the second DVD. The third one is called Leadership at 100 Miles an Hour, and those are all the systems that we use to grow College Pro Painters and Boyd Auto Body and 1-800 Got Junk. And the systems that are there that any entrepreneur can grow from, two people to 200 people, and they're easily implementable systems that anybody can put in place. So it's kind of like you can rip them off and run with them, because I borrowed those systems from the best companies on the planet. And then the fourth DVD is on building a world-class culture. We were ranked as the number two company in all of Canada to work for. So I give you the systems that you need to take a company and build a cultural magnet, a place that people really want to come and work. So, yeah, you go to backpocketcoo.com, and you go to the Success Tools page, and you can get the DVDs there.
Cool. And I suggest those DVDs, even if you don't want to grow your company to $100 million, but, you want to be a good-sized seven-figure business, or even, six-figure or multiple seven figures, it's well worth it to get that for yourself, for your team. And Cameron is very modest about his accomplishments, modest about his resources available. But I think that it's well worth checking out. And I don't get a penny for it. Just go check him out. So I just really believe in what Cameron's doing. So with that, I guess unless you have any last words of inspiration here.
No, I just thought, kind of remembered, though, I guess, as you keep saying, I'm understated. My blog is actually getting some pretty good traffic now as well. People are learning a lot from the blog, and it's not there to try to sell you anything more. It's just there to try to help entrepreneurs. So if any of you do want to learn, you can learn for free. There's lessons come out there every couple days. So just go to the website again and sign up for the blog, and you can learn that way as well. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, so it's BackpocketCoo. It's like having a COO in your back pocket. So backpocketcoo.com and check out the stuff there. Cameron, thanks a lot. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. If you found some value out of it, please shoot us an email. We'd love to hear your comments. So we'll be sending you a recording when it's available. Thanks, Cameron.
Yannick, you obviously continue to blow me away. Like, well over 1,000 people on this call. I don't know how you do it, man. So you have built quite an audience. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We had 1,000 plus registered, and we only had a couple hundred lines. So I think the rest are going to grab it all on the recording. So we'll see what happens. But hopefully we'll spread this message far and wide for you.
Yeah, send me a link to the recording, too, because I had some people asking to get a copy of it.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks,
Ron. All right, guys. Have a great night. Take care.
Bye-bye.